Surely present with us. Somebody said correctly, I wouldn't serve a God. I couldn't feel sometimes.
Yes, sir.
But thank God for Jesus and for his Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God for our pastor, the shepherd of this house.
Yes, sir.
Our first and only lady, Sister Stinger. Our assistant pastor, Reverend Smith. Each of you God's children, to all our officials here, deacons, trustees, deacons. The choir, amen. Musicians. They're having their business, amen?
Amen.
To my lovely wife, Sheila Denise Jasper.
Amen.
To my one son who is home from college and the other one who is leaving the house.
Amen.
He already left. Y'all got a place already, amen?
Amen. Amen.
God is good to our four college students who are back, amen.
Praise the Lord.
So good to see you all. And they could have did anything else, but they came to church on Sunday.
Amen.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. We're so grateful for them. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. 5 and 18. I see. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. It says, in everything, give thanks.
Yes, sir.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's very simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It says, in everything, give thanks. That's all we're going to talk about. John 11 chapter, 11 verse. I'm going to ask you to move around with me. At the end of 11 verse, we call it 11b. It said, after this, he, Jesus, said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth.
Mm-hmm.
But I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Now go with me to verse number 14. Then said Jesus unto his disciples plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 17, if you would. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 20, if you will. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Martha... Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here,
yes, sir,
my brother had not died.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection,
yes,
and
sir,
life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Mm-hmm.
She said unto him, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, that thou should come into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when she had said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard this, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but it was in a place, and Martha met him. Let's go to verse 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus, therefore, verse 133, therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews weeping with them, that came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled.
Yes, sir.
And said, where have you laid him? Mm-hmm. They said to him, Lord, come and see. 35, Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, mm-hmm. have caused that even this man should not have died?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. Mm-hmm. Verse number 39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh,
mm-hmm.
for he has been dead for 4 days.
Yeah.
Jesus said another, said not I unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where they had laid him, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, get this, I thank thee that thou hast heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 43, part B. He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Yes, sir.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes.
Mm.
And his face was bound again with napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go.
Yes,
then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen this thing which Jesus did, believed on him. You may be seated. And as you're seated, would you bow your heads and pray with me? God, we thank you for just being God and God all by yourself.
Lord.
My message, Lord, standing in need of your word. But you said in your word, you were sending your word forth into the earth. It would not return unto you void. As you give us your word, Lord, open our eyes that we can see, our ears we can hear, our hearts that we can understand. Time and Lord, so deep within the crest of your cross and behind it, until not of me is seen, but only you, and you get the glory. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to talk to you a little bit from the subject in everything, give thanks. That's all. In everything, give thanks. Thanks,
right.
Neighbor to neighbor.
Neighbor.
Give thanks.
Give thanks.
All right. How many of you all feel thankful?
Amen.
This is the season of Thanksgiving. In a few days, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving Day. Now, that's an American holiday that we do every year, and I hate to think that that's the only time we're thankful.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Because if God only blessed us one day of the year, some of us would have a problem. Some of us have a problem with God blessing us every day of the year, but if he blessed us just one day, we'd have. So why is it that we find ourselves limiting with God? So today I want to say, in everything, give thanks, because I don't want to associate with a particular day, because I don't want to tell you give thanks on Thanksgiving Day or on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday, because I think you need to do it every day, but in everything.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'll make that plain in a minute. I said in everything we ought to give him thanks.
Yes.
Now I want to do two extremes of everything, because I mean everything that's good you ought to give him thanks.
Yeah.
And everything that's bad, you ought to give him thanks.
Yeah.
There was a song I brought to Sheila one time. I said, they wrote it, and I just repeated it because I thought it was kind of nice. I said, I only thank you of you on two occasions. That's day and night. And she said, that's it? I was trying to capture the extreme and everything in between, but I want to show you something here that when we look at our gratitude, we ought to be thankful on good days.
Yes, sir.
In good things and in bad things.
Yeah.
In everything in between.
Yeah.
We ought to be thankful. If you think about it, God has really blessed us, and we are always in something.
Yeah.
You in something right now. I listened to some of our testimonies, and I realized that we are going through some things.
Yeah.
And whether we like it or not, we're going to always be going through some things.
Yeah.
We got sickness. We got lockdown. We got health issues. We got marriage problem. We got kids problem. We got job issues. We got problem at the church. We're in something all the time. Some of you thought that you were out, and so you would be excused from this. But even you look at some of our out folks. We have some folks who are outcast and outsmarted. They're outlandish. They're outdated. They're outclassed. They're outdone. They're outdoors. They're outlawed. Y'all know about those. They're outmoded, outgoing, outmatched, outside, outman, outnumbered. And some of y'all are just simply outstanding. But even though you may be out, I need to let you know you're always in something. So since you're always in something, you need to be giving God praises all the time because he's worthy to be praised. You're inside, you're in sight, you're in mind, you're in the land, you're in the house, you're indoors, you're inactive sometimes, you're inadequate for sure, you're incompetent, you're in trouble, you're in need, you're in the place, you're in time, and you're in some state somehow. You're always in. So since you're always in, it says in everything. Give thanks. So since you're always in, you ought to always be giving him thanks. Let me make this thing a little bit plain. But see, so when you look at the fact of in is a Greek word, it's a primary preposition, meaning a place, time, or state.
Yeah.
We're always in a place, at a time, and in some state.
Yeah.
So since we're always in, we should always give him thanks. Can I talk about these for a minute? Extreme, in good times. Some of y'all having a good time. I feel like I'm having a good time. Life is good to me. I don't know how it is to you, but I'm just going to speak about me. So, all of those in good times, you all can raise your hand and celebrate with me. There are those of us who are going through some good times. And even in good times, we ought to give God thanks. I believe it. This is the easiest time to give God thanks. This verse is spring. I mean, when it's going good, that should be easy to give God thanks. When everything is going your way, all is going the way you want it, you ought to just, when you got good, look at young people, when your parents are good and they're good providers, they're good schedulers and chauffeurs, they're good cooks and cleaners, they're good psychologists and psychiatrists, they're good doctors and dentists, they're good lawyers and lenders and listeners. When they're good like that to you, you ought to just say thank you.
Thank you.
That should be simple enough. When things are good, you would think that people would just say thank you.
Thank you.
When it's good. I mean, there was a story when Tyler read the story in the scripture this morning. These 10 lepers, when Jesus was on his way, they cried out to the master. Now, the thing with lepers, they were supposed to stay away from people about 300 paces, and they were not there. They were close. When folks got close to them, they were supposed to cry out unclean. So instead of them crying unclean, they cried out for help from Jesus.
That's right.
So Jesus, instead of ignoring them, he decided, I'm going to hear you, and what I want you to do, go and show yourself to the priest. And while they were on the way, the Bible said they were cleansed. But I kept reading my Bible.
Come on, sir.
And it said,
But one.
Return.
That's right.
To say thank you.
Thank you.
And Jesus had to ask, were there not 10 cleansed?
Yeah.
Where are the 9?
Yeah.
10 people were leopards and in a bad state. But Jesus came to their rescue.
That's right.
And only one came back.
That's right.
To say thank you.
Yeah.
Only 10% of those who were blessed said thank you.
Yeah.
I wonder what's the ratio of those who are in the house today.
Come on, preacher, come on.
God has blessed you now. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm looking at us, 10 of us here. I see 10 of us who are blessed. I hear about 1%. I'd like to get at least 10% just coming and thank you. You all hear what I'm saying? Look, it doesn't matter. We're going to get to you in a minute, but those who are in a good place, when you're in a good place, you ought to be able to just tell God thank you.
Thank you.
It's all right to be in a good place. Some of us want to hide our good place. We don't want folks to know we're in a good place. Because, you know, the moment you let folks know you're in a good place, they're going to get in your place and mess up your good place. Let folks know.
Yeah.
That you're in a good place. It can be contagious. Somebody said, when you smile, the world smiles back at you. I smile. Let folks know that you are in a good place. When we consider all that God has done, think about this. He woke you up this morning.
Amen.
I heard it in your prayer. Started you on your way.
Yes.
Put food on your table.
Yes.
Clothes on your back.
Yes.
Shelter over your head.
Yes.
Gave you a reasonable portion of health
yes.
and strength. Put you in your right mind. You ought to tell him thank you.
Thank you, God.
Why? Just because he's worthy?
Yes.
When we see and recognize all the good that God has done, we ought to be thankful.
Yes.
When things are going your way, you ought to tell him thank you.
That's right.
When you're on the top of your game, you ought to tell him thank you.
Yes.
Somebody, when I call you, just yell out. When everything is going right, just tell him thank you.
Thank you.
When you're in the mix and you got the fix, tell him thank you. When you're large and in charge, just tell him
thank you.
I see some of y'all in here, y'all looking. Well, I'm just saying, when you're in the midst of good things and you're serving a good God, you ought to just tell him
thank you.
How hard is it to say thank you when thanks is due?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Notice I say when thanks is due because sometimes we think we should only thank him when somebody's done something for you.
Come on.
I'm only grateful when you've done what I've asked you to do. And here's the situation that even when it's done the way it should be done, we ought to just tell him. There was a Pharisee that went in and prayed a prayer. Even he knew how to do this. He said, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. I ain't like the rest of these folks. I fast 3 times. I pray. I just want to thank you. I ain't like them. I want to thank you. I got stuff that they don't have. I'm going to thank you that I'm sanctified. I want to thank you that I go to church. I want to thank you that I pray. I want to thank you that I read my Bible.
Yeah.
And I do better than the rest of y'all.
Yeah.
Read your Bible. That's what it said. Luke 18, chapter 8. Let me read it. Check it out. That's what he said. He was, even in his arrogance, he was smart enough to recognize that God had been good to him, and he just said, I thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
And sometimes it's all right to be thankful that you ain't like. Y'all might as well say amen.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what, there's an alternative here. I just don't want to be the alternative. Yeah, am I right about it?
Amen.
How hard is it to say thanks when things are good? You're living in a good neighborhood, got a good home, got in a good situation, got good circumstances, a good relationship, and you're in a good position. How hard is it to say thank you? Now, what
thank
I just did, I captured about 90% of us right there.
Yes,
that's in a good place and good thing. Now,
yeah.
Whether you know it or not, let me show you how good this is. You inside out of the cold. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
I walked outside.
Oh.
That cold hit me.
Yes, sir.
I ran back inside. I said, thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I can deal with hot, but cold I don't like. I ain't never liked cold. They used to say, go out and make a snowman. Once in Arkansas, every once in a blue moon, you'd get snow in Arkansas. And then the kids would be like, oh, it's snow. Go out and make a snowman. I'm like, y'all make it. I look at it through the window, and I come out. I do hot. I don't do cold too well. Don't send me to Alaska. I'm just saying. In good times, when things are good and good things, we ought to just give God thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go take it. Let me challenge you a little bit because it's all right and easy to give God thanks when things are good. But what about when things are bad?
All right.
See, some of us struggling today
mm-hmm.
with bad. And I want to say something about bad because, see, bad is twofold. It's real and it's perceived.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are dealing with perceived bad. It ain't real. We just think it's bad. We make it bad because we want it to be bad. This is the world's fallen violin thing. My heart bleeds for you. Some people are in the best situation and they're complaining.
Come on, preacher.
Think about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Complaining about stuff. You look at it going, what are you complaining about?
Right.
Why are you always complaining? I was out at the golf course and the guy was getting instruction on how to hit the ball, and the man was hitting the ball so far and so straight. And I'm saying to myself, what the problem is? And this man is complaining the whole time to his. He hit a nice one. And I'm over there beside him. My stuff is not quite straight. And and nowhere near as long.
Yes, sir.
And I wonder what the problem is. And the next Saturday, I see the same guy. He is still doing the same thing and still complaining. I wanted to tell him to shut up. But it wasn't my place. But the instructor did ask me, well, Ricky, what do I think about it? Can I get it? We need to understand we're complaining sometimes about stuff. We're in a good place. We're just perceiving it to be. What are you trying to be, Tiger Woods? You're not going to be Tiger Woods, but you're doing the best you can with what you have. Everybody complained about because they want to be the Joneses. Your name is not even Jones. You don't even have a J in your name. So your stuff is bad because you have a relative problem. You're trying to compare yourself to everybody else. Just thank God for where you are. Now, there's some people who are struggling, I know. But I want to challenge you that in bad times, I need to challenge you. Have you ever given thanks when things were bad?
Right.
Have you ever given thanks when you got up on the wrong side of the bed, brushed your tooth with the wrong toothbrush, flossed with the wrong thread, washed with the wrong water, hot or cold, ate the wrong food at the wrong table, put on the wrong clothes, complimented by the wrong hairdo, a bad hair day, tried to drive with the wrong keys down the wrong side of the highway, did the wrong thing with the wrong person, met the friend at the wrong location, ate lunch at the wrong restaurant, stepped up to the wrong conversation, in the wrong room at the wrong time, and went home to what seemed like the wrong family? Have you ever given thanks in a situation like that? But I'm going to challenge you, because I want you to begin and understand something, that even if it's that bad, we are required to give thanks.
Amen.
Even when things, and he said, in everything, give thanks. Too many of us have allowed our situation, our circumstance, our condition to question whether or not we have reason to give God thanks. Problems and conditions have caused us to ask, why should I be thankful? What do I have to be thankful for? What has God done for me lately? Y'all know how we do that. We are lately kind of group. I'm not meaning we're late. I'm saying we want to know what. I love you, but I just want to know, what have you done for me lately? That's kind of the way we do God. Well, I tell you, well, how did you get up this morning?
Amen.
We've allowed our conditions, our circumstance, our situation, our circumstances to circumstance like homelessness and unemployment and immorality and sexual promiscuity and hate and lies and alcoholism and war and AIDS and homosexuality and sexism and racism and lesbianism and ism and schism and divorces and crimes and abortions and gang illiteracy and stupidity and ignorance. We've allowed these things to get us in a position where we're starting to question whether we have reason to give God thanks. We've allowed the things that are going on in the world around us to affect our praise and our gratitude. I'm saying that the Bible said in everything, give thanks. The fact that God may not come when you want him has caused you to question whether you should give him thanks, but we ain't serving what? An on-time God. That's the kind of God we said. The fact that God has moved when he wants to move, that it caused you to question whether you need to give him thanks. The fact that you're presently unsatisfied. Notice I said presently unsatisfied. Your needs and your desires are presently, or your wants are presently not met. It's called us to question whether we not have reason to give God thanks. Notice I said presently. Because, see, we need to understand something. This is a journey. It's not a trip. So some of y'all on a trip. Because I know y'all, because you're tripping. But this is a journey. This ain't about getting to a destination. This is about being on a journey. You're on your way to a place, and you got to be about the business of getting there. Amid all of these problems that we experience on our way to heaven, we need to give God thanks because he's worthy.
Amen.
And he's never left us alone.
Yeah.
I watched this show. I don't know the TV show, but I got to tell you, the show I watch, it's called Scandal. What? I can't wait till next Thursday night. They put a cliffhanger on me, they got me waiting, anticipating. What I'm saying to you is this. We need to see that the devil has made our life scandalous. He got us on cliffhangers. It seems like we're at the end of our rope. But that's just the end of the beginning. I know somebody didn't hear what I said. He got us at a point where it looks like it's over. But God is just about to step in. See, the best part of the story is about to happen next Thursday. I'm talking about your life. Y'all looking at the movie. I'm talking about your life. See, you're trying to give up right now, but God is about to give you the best part of this world. Next Thursday. You're trying to give up on this Thursday, but God got something for you next Thursday. You just got to hold on. Hang on. Somebody say help is on the way. Y'all see what I'm saying? We allowed our situation as bad as it is. It seemed like it's the end, but that's just that cliffhanger. God said, I'm going to put you there because you've been relying too much on yourself. You've been trying to work this thing out yourself. You've been controlling, doing this with your own bank account. You've been relying on your own resources. But I need you to know, I'm going to put you to the point of your extremity where I can step in and exercise my opportunity.
Yeah.
Y'all get that? Did y'all get that? Man's extremity is God's opportunity. You may be in a bad place, but that's just God getting ready to bless you.
All right.
Don't you give up.
Thank you.
Don't you give up.
Thank you, Lord.
Because two Thursdays from now.
All right.
In bad things, we should demonstrate our faith and trust in God. Just hold on to his unchanging
Thank you.
Gratitude is not about getting what you want when you want it.
Yeah.
It's about getting what you need. That's it.
All right.
Let me fix it again. Or it's about getting what you need even if you don't want it.
Yeah.
Some of us have gotten what we need. We don't want it.
Come on.
But God knows it's what we need.
Yes,
and see, we got to rely on God because sometimes what we think we need and what we really need is not what we need at all.
Come on.
Now, God will supply you, give you the desire of your heart, I mean, he give you want, but you got to have your needs.
Amen.
I need air.
Yeah.
I need just your air. But I need air. And God has given me air. I ought to tell him thank you.
Yeah.
I need to be satisfied with the fact that I got air.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm breathing heavy because I got asthma with that air, but I still got air.
Yeah.
I'm still breathing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it, I may be walking a little bit on the limp side, and I can't see. You know what? I'm looking at this paper right now, and these words have gotten smaller. It's the same. I'm using the same type. I'm going to have to upgrade my type. I'm going to have to get a larger. My print's going to get larger. Because my glasses are getting larger, too, and it's not. If I'm not careful in a little bit, I'm going to have to go on memory alone. I won't be able to see a thing, but I'm going on with it. We got to understand that not enough how bad the situation is, we got to just rely on God.
Yeah.
Stop complaining about our bad situation and trust God that he's going to do what he said.
Yeah.
If God is going to bring me out, he's going to bring me out.
All right.
And if he's not, I guess I'm not supposed to come out.
Mm.
David said, I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God sees begging bread. Can we go to our text? Because in our text, we see something that happens here. We see a couple of ladies who have experienced the death of their brother.
That's right.
But before he died, what they did, now some of y'all have been down that street, they called on the Lord.
Yeah.
I said they called on the Lord. Before he died, they called Jesus.
Yeah.
And you would think that given their relationship with Jesus, and even Lazarus being a friend of Jesus, that Jesus would drop what he was doing and rush to their side to ensure that their brother would not die.
Yeah.
But that's not the way the story goes. It tells me that Jesus was a little bit busy, and he stayed and he delayed his travel 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, by delaying, Lazarus died.
Right.
And it took him 4 days to get to Lazarus, who had been dead. Well, now, you took 4 days to get here.
Yeah.
If you had come when we had asked you to come,
come on.
Our brother would have lived.
Yeah.
But you took somebody. I know some of y'all right there, y'all. Somebody, you got to recognize you've been down that street. You called on the Lord, what you thought was in time.
Yes, sir.
You called him before it got bad, and then it got worse.
Yes, sir.
You were telling him before, and then you were laying before him. You were reading your Bible. I saw that show. What's the guy that Meet the Brown with the guy with the husband that's kind of funny. He's short and he's real funny, and he was heard that he was gonna die. And he started reading the Bible and everything and praying to the Lord. And as soon as he got the word that he wasn't going to die, he threw that Bible down. Got on about his business. Now, that's how some of us behave. We as long as we need the Lord, we'll call on the Lord. But as soon as we find out everything's all right, we dropped the Lord off.
Come on, come on.
But here they find themselves in a situation where Jesus didn't make it in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Jesus did arrive, look at our story of what happened. He's been dead now for 4 days.
Yeah.
Martha heard that Jesus was coming. Out of courtesy, she went to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice, now Martha went to meet him.
Yeah.
But she wasn't happy with him. In fact, I have a belief that in verse 21 that she was a little bit unhappy with Jesus.
Yeah.
In fact, she may have been angry with him because look what she said. She said, Lord, if you had been here,
yeah,
our brother would not have died.
Yeah.
See, anybody? I don't know why you're showing up now. I needed money last week.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you're showing up now. You can't help me now.
Yeah.
I'm beyond help now. There's nothing you can do for me right now. Some of us serve God that same way. It's like, well, Lord, I called you last week. And I expect you to do something last week. And since you didn't do it last week, oh, well. Martha was not happy. But look, you think she wasn't unhappy. Look at what Mary did. Mary, she was so unhappy that she didn't even go out to meet the master.
Yeah.
Broken, however, she fell at his feet and cried when she went to see him. Master, and look what she said. Lord, if you had been here,
yeah,
same thing her sister said, my brother would not have died.
Yeah.
Even though they came at different times, they were dealing with the same situation, feeling that the Lord that they serve, the Jesus that they depend on, had not arrived in time.
Yeah.
How many of us are angry about our situation, ungrateful because Jesus didn't come on time? Y'all don't have to raise your hand. Please don't recognize. Don't let people know who you are, but you know who you are. Angry because we felt that God should address this situation at 12 o'clock on last night.
Mm. Yeah.
Now here's something I need to tell you, because here's something I learned. I learned something here, that the God that I serve, I'm not just going to tell you about the experience that I've had with him. I expected him. I've learned because I've grown up a little bit. I expected him to do something on this day at this time. And what I found out, he didn't do it on that day at that time. In fact, it delayed, but as a result of him delaying and arriving a month later, it was better that he did than he did it when.
Yeah. All right, now.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So here they are, upset with the master because he didn't do it when they thought he should do it.
Yeah.
Let's go with the story. Martha, she humored Jesus when she began the conversation. She remarked about him being the resurrection in verse number 24. He said, yes. She said, yes, Lord, I know, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and thou shalt come into the world. She went she went her way, left him, and said, go, Mary, go see him. Basically, she was saying, whatever, Mary, go. You go talk to her. I'm not. She left him after she said, yeah, I got you. I know you, Jesus. I know you're really, yeah, Mary, you go talk to her. At the grave, in verse 39, we see her again. She said, Lord, this is Martha talking. This is the same Martha that just went off. At the graveside, she's now telling Jesus what to do.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Lord, well, you going to open the stone? Why are you going to do that? He stinks. He's been dead for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
See some of y'all? Still trying to tell Jesus what to do because you're mad because he didn't do it when you told him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted the job, and you didn't get that job. Now you're still upset. Now you figure, I ain't going to do nothing then. I ain't going to even help with the stone.
Yeah.
And in fact, I don't even want you to touch the stone. I'm not going to help it. I don't want anybody else messing with it. I'm talking about a safe vote. How many of us have given up and want everybody to leave us alone?
Mm.
Now we're upset because it didn't go the way we wanted to, it didn't happen when we wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
Anybody down that street? Don't raise your hand. I just want to know the year. Look at what happened in the crowd. Verse number 37. Some folks in the crowd began to complain. Could not this man that opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? How many of us in that same situation are wondering why good things to seem to pass us by? How many of us expect your blessings to come a certain way? Huh? They figured the people in the crowd figured, yeah, he could do this. He could have done this. And they figured they had a way he could have done it. He should have done it before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of waiting until he died, he should have done it before he died. Some of us just like we expect God to do things a certain way. You remember that guy at the pool of Bethesda?
Mm-hmm.
Had been there for 38 years, and
yeah.
Jesus came by. He said, Master, every time Jesus said that, wilt thou be made whole? He said, Master, every time I try to get in, that's not what he asked you. Every time I try to get in, somebody stepped before me. He said, now, will God be made whole? He's expecting somebody to help him in the water. He's expecting his blessing to come from the water. And Jesus, the water of life, is right there with him.
Yeah.
I hope y'all heard that.
Right.
There was a beggar at the church door when Paul and Silas came through. They said to him, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, rise up."
Yeah.
He expected coins.
Yeah.
Nickels and dimes and quarters and silver and gold. But Jesus, we got something better than that for you.
Yes,
Jesus wants us to do for us something better than what we're asking. But we're so fixated on what we want. I want a glass of water, but he's trying to give you Kool-Aid. Y'all follow me?
Right.
You caught up in your expectation and what God will name him, come here, name him. Can I talk to you? Yeah, man, I got a sickness and I want the man of God to just come and touch me on my head and I'll be made whole. Go wash 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
In the dirty drawer.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I just kind of really expected you to just put your hand on my head.
Yeah.
I don't expect this dirty water situation.
Yeah.
So it's going down the 5th time.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up dirty and with a dirty attitude.
Yeah.
All he had to do was step me on my head, I've been fine.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing happened yet. 6 times. Master service and master, he didn't say 6 times. He said 7 times.
Yeah.
But when he finally did what God said to do,
yeah,
went down that dirty water.
Yeah.
The 7th time.
Yes,
but when he came up,
yeah,
I'm just saying, God may not move the way you expect him to move.
Right.
God doesn't have to do what you tell him to do. When I got 2 more, they don't tell me what to do. But I got their best interest in mind. They may ask for something, but I may say not. Come on now.
All right. Man.
They may be looking for this, but I'm looking at the latest version.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to waste my money on the old stuff. I'm trying to get the lady stuff. They can tell me thank you later. Jesus groaned and his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was troubled. I want y'all to see this because I got to come to a close here. Jesus groaned in his spirit in verse number 33 and 38.
Mm-hmm.
And in 35, the Bible says Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to see something here. That in as much as Mary and Martha were affected by Lazarus' death, Jesus too was affected by Lazarus' death.
Yeah.
And as much as those in the crowd were affected by Lazarus' death, Jesus too was affected by Lazarus' death, because my Bible tells me he groaned in his spirit and he was troubled. And it said, and Jesus wept. But I'm so glad that Jesus didn't stop right there, because amid his situation, I see him in verse number 41. He said to him, Father, he lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me.
Yeah.
He's there with a man that's dead. He didn't say to him, Father, lift him from the grave. He said, Father, I thank you that you heard me.
Yeah.
I prayed for this situation a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, thank you right now, 4 days later, for doing what you said you would do 4 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all didn't hear what I said.
Right. All right.
See, some of us prayed for something some time ago,
yeah,
and you've been waiting for an answer, and you've thrown in the towel. I'm just saying, hold on a little while longer. Stop praying that same prayer and just tell him thank you.
Thank you.
In your situation, in your bad situation, just tell God thank you. If we thought more about God and who he is and what God has done, we would tell him thank you.
Right.
See, think and thank are from the same root word in Greek that means to thank. We ought to just give God thanks because he is worthy to be given thanks to. If we thought more about God and his creation, we would be like the psalmist said in 139. He said, well, now, I looked at the Lord. He said, to him alone do it great one. He is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
If we thought more about God having made us and who he is and who we've become in Christ, we would tell him thank you.
Thank
you. The Lord is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. He said, enter to his gate with thanksgiving, to his court with praise. Just we ought to just tell him thank you. Why? Because he's been good to us.
Yeah.
Well, if I think about it more, not just because he's been good, but just because he's been God.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Just because he's God.
Yes.
See, I've learned, and Paul said in one place, I've learned how to be full and how to be hungry.
That's right.
I've learned that there's going to come a day when I'm going to eat real big. And there's going to come a day when I'm going to be, now I won't have anything to eat. But I learned how to be on an even keel and just give God thanks.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes I'm going to be up.
Yes.
Sometime I'm going to be down.
Right.
Let me tell you what I learned, and what Paul was alluding to. See, what I learned was this. I've learned that life is like this.
Yes.
Up and down.
Yes.
Every time I go up,
yes,
I got to be ready because I'm on my way down.
Yes.
Because I got to get up to a point, but I'm going to be humble. But God has a way of bringing you down to a point. So he said, higher heights.
Yes.
Deeper depths.
Yes.
Higher heights.
Yes.
Deeper depths.
Yes.
You want to go higher, you got to go deeper.
Yes.
If you want to go higher, you got to go deeper.
Yes.
And some of us are on the deep side of this thing, not understanding that high is on the way. See, Monday always follows Sunday.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Right.
And some of y'all know exactly what I mean.
Yes.
Monday.
Yes.
And then that's Sunday.
Yes.
I praise him on Sunday.
Yes.
I had to deal with them on Monday.
Yes.
But then thank God for hump day.
Yes.
Yes.
Here's what I learned. When I'm confused, I begin to thank him.
Yes.
And I put my mind on him. And he's now keeping him in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on me. But I can't see my way. I thank him, and I look to the hills, because when I look to the hills, from which comes my help? My help coming from the Lord. When I can't see over, what I learned to do, I just start to stand up. He'll hold me. He said, if you can't, when you've done all to stand, he said, stand anyway. When I can't see under, I learned to kneel down. And when I kneel down, I heard him say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But when I can't see how, I just begin to walk through. Then I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I got to just tell him thank you, because no matter the situation, we have reason to give God thanks. You may be troubled, but tell him thank you, because you're not distressed. You may be perplexed, but tell him thank you, because you're not in despair. You may be persecuted, but tell him thank you, because you're not forsaken. You may be cast down, but tell him thank you, because you're not destroyed. You may be out, but tell him thank you, because you're on your way in. Just tell God thank you, because he's worthy to be praised. Tell him thank you.
Amen.
If I had 10,000
problems,
I couldn't thank him for nothing. If I was Russian, I'd tell him for people. If I was from Croatian, I'd tell him Havana. If I was Chinese, I'd tell him Shay Shay. Japanese, I'd tell him Demaragato. Swahili, I'd tell him Asante. Dutch, I'd tell him Donkey. Norwegian, I'd tell him Tonka. Korean, I'd tell him Come Some of Y'all. American, I'd just tell him thank you. What you thanking him for? Thank him because he is God. What you thanking him for? I'm thanking him because I'm on a trip tomorrow. Because I'm on a journey. I'm on my way to heaven. It's always howdy, howdy. And no more goodbye. What you gonna do when you get there? I'm gonna tell him thank you. Some of y'all gonna tell him what you've been through and what you're going through and how they lied on you, how they talked about you, how they told you everything about a child of God. He already knows that. I'm gonna hear him say, well done. Well done. Now do it and thank you, sir. I'm gonna